Google gives internet users some control over their online identities. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. Google has unveiled a feature that lets users fill out a profile to improve how they show up in search results. Filling out the profile will help users show up in a new feature at the bottom of a Google search page. Users can add pictures, a bio, and links to things like their websites and Facebook accounts. Google says the feature is designed in part to allow people with the same names to distinguish themselves. So is confused online identity such a problem? I thought I'd investigate by asking some of the other top John Gordons on the web, those who spell their first names J-O-N, like me. The first guy I rang is John Gordon, the author and motivational speaker. He wrote books called The No Complaining Rule and The 10-Minute Energy Solution. Here's a bit of one of his podcasts.
Hey, this is John Gordon with a positive moment. Today I want to share with you 11 benefits of being positive, because the research is clear. Staying positive enhances your health.
So, John Gordon, the motivational speaker and author, I resent you because you registered johngordon.com on the internet before I had a chance to do it, but I did beat you to a number of other things online. I'm John Gordon on some social networks, and I have johngordon@gmail.com. So do you hate me for that?
I do. I also hate you for the fact that you got John Gordon on Twitter. So people are following you at John Gordon. I had to go with John Gordon 11 because you got John Gordon.
Do you consider it a problem, sort of, that there's like in online identity that there's multiple people who share your name when a big part of what you do is to try to promote yourself?
I honestly have not considered it a problem when the first time I realized there was an other John Gordons, I went to your site to see what you did, and I thought it was actually pretty cool. I didn't see it as a problem, really.
So another John Gordon from the internet that I called up is a renowned jazz man. He's an alto sax player, and that's him you hear in the background. It turns out that this John Gordon was not so concerned with me. In fact, he'd never heard of me, or John Gordon, the motivational speaker. But another John Gordon from the internet, who is a guitar player from the same area, New York City.
He was calling me about maybe 8 or 10 years ago saying, oh, this is funny, we've got the same name, we're both musicians. I sometimes get calls for gigs for you. And then I wound up moving on the same block on the east side of Manhattan. We lived a block away from each other on 17th Street.
I think John Gordon, the motivational speaker and author, has probably shows up higher than you and certainly higher than me in Google search results. I mean, it bugs me that he shows up higher than me. Does it bother you?
No, not at all. In fact, I get a kick out of the fact when people sometimes, is that off? I've actually had a couple of legitimately asked questions like, I know you're a jazz musician, but are you also a motivational speaker?
So had you ever heard of me, the public radio technology reporter guy?
No, I didn't know about you. And you're with public radio?
Yes, I'm with public radio, American Public Media to be exact. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.
I'm John Gordon.
I'm John Gordon.